You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. So hopefully, if you're going to be getting together with your family, please be careful, use common sense, because we still have a little bit of a COVID problem here in the United States of America. Can you believe that, like, Australia has not had a problem, hasn't had a case in, like, a month? But we have thousands of people dying every day from this. It's just incredible. Thank God. Fat Bastard is going to be out of office soon. So anyway, I'm getting sidetracked every time. Every time I start to talk about Donald Trump, I just go off the rails. Just try to enjoy the holiday. Just keep it low-key, okay? We don't have to do the whole nine yards, okay? The world isn't going to come apart if we don't celebrate Thanksgiving the way we always have. It's a different year, believe me. So this pre-Thanksgiving, I wanted to, of course, wish you all a happy holiday in the United States and around the world. You know, I hope everybody's doing well. I just want to tell you, too, like, before I really get started, a couple of things. First of all, there is now a classified section on the website. You can post ads on there right now. It's free for now. I just want people to start trying to use it so I can get some feedback. It's not completed yet, but the bones of it are there, and then I want to, you know, basically test run it and see how things go. Who knows where it's going to lead, okay? But inspired by the Craigslist personals section that we've all enjoyed, of a certain age anyway, we've all enjoyed that, and we miss it terribly. So I wanted to replicate that on the site, because the site gets a fair amount of traffic. It's very targeted traffic, so hopefully it will be a benefit to people, you know. But first, you got to try and use it. So I recommend that you get on the site and try it out and see what you think. And, of course, suggestions for improving it are always welcome. So I'm kind of nervous and excited about this feature. I want to see it in action. It's been a dream of mine to do something like this. And I just didn't know how to pull it off without doing something outrageously expensive. So I am trying something kind of in a budget, okay? So we're going to try it out and see what happens. So I encourage everybody to try it. So that's kind of cool. And I'm going to have a lot more information coming, believe me. I just finished up the first kind of draft of this today, so it's just a work in progress. Let's see. I want to also say that I watched the Shawn Mendes, well, both films. He's got two new films on Netflix. One is a concert film, which, of course, I don't know what to say about Shawn Mendes other than he is supernatural, okay? Like, I don't know where that comes from. Everything about him. I mean, everything. He's gorgeous. He's got a good heart. And he's super talented. Okay. And I love that concert film. But I will say this. Everybody should watch the behind the scenes kind of biopic movie In Wonder, which is chronicles the story of Shawn Mendes as he rose to fame and his life now. Very well done, and very insightful. I must say that everybody that's been making Shawn Mendes jokes about him being gay this whole time, he's not gay, okay? The movie really highlights his relationship, his five-year relationship with Camila Cabello or whatever, Cabello, probably is how you say it, I don't know. But I don't speak Spanish, okay? Their relationship is fantastic. It's really beautiful. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's just, they're so comfortable with each other. And they're so safe with each other, and they're so encouraging to each other that even that relationship, as impossible as it is in the spotlight and everything else, it just works really, really well. And I was just blown away by the whole thing. You know, if I could masturbate, I can't because I'm in chastity, but I would probably masturbate. I mean, Shawn Mendes just... he hits all the right buttons for me. So, anyway, enough about my fantasy life. I just want to also give a shout out to Master Nick, who is very sick. He got tested for COVID, and we haven't gotten the results back yet, but he's very sick. So, send him a message if you can. He's... like he said, I'm in very good hands. I've got four faggots here, you know, taking care of me. So, yeah, this is where it comes in handy to own four faggots, you know, because a man, when he gets sick, you know, he's got basically his slaves taking care of him. So that's kind of nice, isn't it? Another benefit of owning faggots. Anyway, I wish him the best. That when I heard he got sick, I just, the idea that his life could be in danger at all just doesn't compute with me, because he's like a mountain, you know, like everlasting and not ever changing, you know. So it's just hard to picture him being possibly in danger, you know, so... anyway, my love to him, because he is, you know, I've known him for over a year now. I've been talking to him virtually every day, chronicling, his rise, you know, as an alpha who owns faggots and his journey there. So, you know, I'm just completely immersed in Master Nick, and he's the reason why I'm in chastity, so, yeah. So I wish him the best. I was going to talk about something else tonight, but I don't know. I just got kind of irked because I was on Twitter, and, you know, the femdom scene on Twitter is simultaneously hot and frustrating and stupid, okay? Like, it just... there's a new young pack of alphas that have, they're straight alphas who have descended on femdom Twitter, and they're running around calling faggots worthless. You know, every kind of year or so in femdom, you get another crop of these idiots, you know, who, you know, they flip the camera off and they spit at the camera and they call faggots worthless and whatever. And I kind of called out one of the alphas. I'm not going to name who it is, but I just had enough. You know, they're in their cash rape HQ or whatever the fuck they're talking about, and you know, showing up their feet, taking their shirt off, calling faggots worthless and scum and everything else, you know. And I just I've said this multiple times on the website, but I'm going to say it here. I haven't talked about this that much, this part of it, okay? Because there's lots and lots of stupid alphas out there in just the world in general, okay? Ignorant pigs masquerading as men, okay? And here's the thing. Alphahood appeals to some of the worst instincts in men. Let's just be honest, okay? Because they have so much power and control over a faggot that they become sort of intoxicated by the power. And they, when they realize they can do whatever they want, they typically do whatever they want. And a lot of times it's pretty harmful, you know. I've had some alphas in the past, particularly early on during my like slut phase, you know, who, mistreated me, beat me a little bit, spit on me, called me disgusting or whatever, you know. And I never, I served, because I do believe that that's what I was born to do, but I never felt inside myself, I never felt worthless or disgusting. And eventually I did find some very good alphas who treated me like prized possessions, and that changed my whole world. Because I developed pride to a degree as a faggot, you know. It built me up. It made me want to give everything I could to those alphas. That's where, this whole idea of protector alphas versus destroyer alphas comes from, is my experience with that, you know. Equating what it was doing to me and what I eventually learned about myself and about men. So I just kind of wanted to say that if you're serving men like that, I hesitate to even call them men. I mean, these are guys barely out of high school who have heard of easy cash making fun of faggots online and taking their money, right? And that's all that they know. You see, it's like the base level of any kind of understanding about alphahood. It's rudimentary stuff. And I know that a lot of faggots out there who are serving these guys and giving them their money, they know better. They get caught up in the fetish part of it, you know, so they think it's hot, and so they get worked up and they serve, right? And they drain their money. So, but deep down you know that that is not true alphahood. Ultimately, alphas are supposed to be better than us in all aspects, not just, you know, you have sexy feet or you have a hot body or a cute face or whatever. We're talking about true men. True manhood, right? So these kids, they're kids, basically. They only understand the scum on the surface of the entire thing, you know? Like, they only understand the thinnest part of it, you know. It's not true power to insult a faggot or beat a faggot up and take their money. There's no power in that, honestly. Just because you're stronger, because you're a bully, that you think that makes you more powerful? No. No. I'm going to misquote this famous quote, but it's better to, it's more powerful for a man to know that he could destroy something and he chooses not to, than the man who destroys it, right? So, I totally fucked that up, but I think you get my point. These guys, they can tear down faggots and make them feel worthless and disgusting or whatever, and they'll get their money. And then they'll wander off in the end, and it's not going to mean a thing to them, right? But they've destroyed these faggots internally, you know. And what a waste of all that energy, you know. When you could be the kind of alpha that draws people and makes them feel protected. I just want my faggot brothers out there to know that you are not worthless. And this is the point I was trying to make to that idiot online today, is that if you want something from a faggot, like their money, then they're not worthless because they have a value, right? They have a monetary value. I can tell you this, Master Nick and Master Matt and Master Jin, all three of those straight alphas own faggots. And all three of them would tell you that their faggots are their most prized possessions. And they absolutely do not hurt their faggots. They protect them. They encourage them. They discipline when they need to be disciplined, okay? But they would all three say that their faggots are their most cherished possession, and they are so proud and happy to own them. These children in Findom, okay, in their HQ, all right, they don't know shit about ownership or about nurturing or guiding or discipline or anything. All they know how to do is insult people and take their money. And if they get a hold of them, they're going to slap them around, you know, whatever. They don't know a thing about being a real alpha male. And I just want my brothers out there, my fag brothers out there, to understand that these guys are worthless. Okay? They're not adding to the scene, they're detracting from it. They're not providing a good example of manhood. They're tearing down, they're putting out a cartoon version of manhood. Does that make sense? So, I just want to say to my brothers, you're not worthless. If you find a man who is a real man, not a child, just a fresh out of high school, broke, I mean, you know, you want to say to these kids, hey, go get a job, okay? If faggots are so worthless, go get a fucking job then, all right? But they don't want to. See, they want to live off faggots and get off on calling them names and stuff. So, you know, it's just stupid. But if you find a man who is a real man, and that man wants to own you, and you come to serve that man, and he builds you up and teaches you things, and he encourages you, and he appreciates you, and he tells you that you're a good faggot, and like that you're good, doing a good job when you do something for him, or corrects you when you're wrong, okay? I guarantee you that there's nothing like that in the world for a faggot. There's nothing you're going to ever experience that tops that. I've experienced it multiple times, actually, and so I know what I'm talking about here. These guys are kids. They're selfish brats, basically, who don't know shit about manhood. And maybe when their balls drop, they'll suddenly develop some sort of personality that, besides, you know, being Biff Tannen's gang, okay, which is how I look at him. So, but you deserve better than that. If you're a true faggot and you are trying to really serve men, you deserve better than that. Okay, you're worth something. So that's my rant for today. I do hope that this message does get to some of these people, these faggots out there, because honestly, they probably need a better message, you know. So, anyway, well, again, enjoy your holiday. And I will have up more information about the classified ads. In the meantime, go to the website. There's links all around the website right now. So check it out. Sign up and, you know, post an ad. See what happens, okay? I need to stir the pot here a little bit. So help me out. And anyway, so have a good holiday. I will talk to you after the holiday. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now. Have a good night. Love ya. Bye.